I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 1931. That was the day that protesters staged a hunger march on Washington, D.C. 1,600 protesters took part in the march. Communist organizers helped to organize the protest. One of the demands of the march was unemployment insurance for workers who had lost their jobs. The country was in the throes of the Great Depression, caused by the stock market crash of 1929. Far too many people had seen their entire life savings wiped out by the crash and subsequent bank failures. Millions were out of work and families were losing their homes. There was a growing anger in the country over what was perceived as President Herbert Hoover's indifference and ineffectual dealing with the crisis. The media focused on the communist ties to the D.C. Hunger March. But the idea of the March on Washington grew. The next year, a Pittsburgh priest led an army of 12,000 jobless men to the Capitol to demand unemployment legislation. Then that May, a former cannery worker named Walter B. Walters organized World War I veterans to protest in D.C. They called themselves the Bonus Expeditionary Forces. They demanded early payment of a bonus that Congress had promised them for their service in World War I. The movement of working people grew as a weary and hungry nation demanded action from its elected leaders. As a result, Americans voted President Hoover out of office in the 1932 election. President Franklin Delano Roosevelt was elected on a platform that the U.S. government should act to address the dire conditions of the millions of unemployed. Finally, in August 1935, President Roosevelt signed the Social Security Act into law. This act contained a provision for unemployment insurance. It was a major step towards establishing unemployment protections for workers in the United States.